Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome to the Boots, Balls, and Bras holiday special. We've got a little treat for you guys. Our present to you this year is our Barclays WSL Team of the Year so far going into this holiday break. Now, we've had a few issues with who goes where and who gets picked. So let's start with you, Eartha. Give us your team from goalkeeper to striker.
So, announcing the official Team of the Year so far, we have Drake Earps in goal. We've got Millie Bright, Dan Turner, and Bate from Man United at the back. We got Hemp dribbling up that wing with Coombs and Toon just causing havoc on the angle in the middle. And then Wrighton as well on the wing causing havoc. And then up front, we just got the crazy rotation of James, Shaw, and Daly. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. And
see you in 2023.
Who you got? You got Drake in goal?
I'm going 3-4-3. Mary Earps in goal. And then I'm going Maya Letizia. I'm going Dan Turner. And I'm going Ona Battier. I'm going in midfield four, across the four. Right on the right-hand side, Lovren James. Two in midfield is Laura Coombs and Katie Zellum. And on the left-hand side is Guru Wrighton. Mm-hmm. And then up front, I'm going with Rachel Daly, Sam Kerr, and Bonnie Shaw.
What
come at
team.
Me, please. Come at me, people. You know that my team is bad out there, Eartha.
Do you know what?
Okay.
No, Farrah, I've got to say. So, just looking at what you've put forward, there's three players that are different, and actually, there are three players who I actually did consider. So, Zellum, you know, I've always been hyping about Zellum, about she's kind of underrated, and she has been throughout the season. But for me, I think I had to pick between her and Tooney, and I just think in terms of like creating and driving with the ball and just creating more opportunities, I think she's just done that in terms of her performance. That's transitioned
who's your
across
hold
the
who's
Euros
your hold have you got anyone
into
that's like
the domestic league. So that's why she got the tip across.
I'm just asking your question because that's why I've got Zellum just sitting there
Farrah,
like,
you know
to go on the score, like she's been doing big performances. Coombs is a big one, Earth. I think somebody
that Coombs you guys both have. Yeah, you both have Laura Coombs from Man City. Yeah.
Coombs is in mine, but remember, Coombs can do both. And what I saw, what in my thinking, you know when Lampard just looks over that shoulder, so they can just rotate like a seesaw, just diagonals, just moving. One can sit, one can go. And for me, in terms of the outcome when one goes, it's just excellent. So no matter who goes, you go, Coombsy, I'll sit. No, you go, Tooney, no, I'll sit. The madness in terms of like production in the final third is just crazy. I think Toon will have more production than Zellum in terms of if one goes or one sits.
All I'm
and you
saying
know, Farrah,
if you look at the consistency,
don't come with that what formation who's
that,
sitting
that
and who's
Zellum's
not.
I just think she's been a consistent performer. You know, there's like, okay, we can go, you know, Tooney has had these moments where she's moments of brilliance where she scored and created goals. But I just think in terms of that consistency over the season, the first half of the season, I think Zellum's up there with one of the most consistent. That's what I put her in.
And
BBB is about recognising people that probably don't get recognised. So there we are.
I was just about to say, Katie Zellum is that type of player that just does the hard work. She does a lot of the cleanup. She makes those passes that they look easy, but you know they're just spot on. And Toon is, she's got the flair, man. She's got the flair. And are you sure you're not choosing Toon, you know, because Coombs and Toon and the double O's and the,
can I just,
you know,
say
the teaching vibes that you have, is it just something to do with they sound better in the middle together? No?
It wasn't the alliteration. It wasn't all that sounding. But I also, maybe just a conversation for Farrah, I also had Roey, who I was thinking could be considered in that middle. What do you reckon?
I think not consistently, not from the start of the season to the end. I think if you look at every game, and probably that goes with how the team are performing as well. So Reading as well, I think obviously it's difficult. I wouldn't say a consistent performer. I'd put Hasegawi in there before. Mm. I'd put Roe. I think she's unbelievable. And now Man City have found a way to put her in the team. Not in the first half of the season.
I have a couple questions for you guys about players as well. Katie McCabe.
Okay.
It's a great show. I've gone with Gura Wrighton on the left hand side. Mm. I think in terms of, I already spoke about her in the pod a few weeks ago about,
amazing.
You know, she's certainly somebody that needs to start being spoken about in the bracket of, you know, one of the best females in the world currently in terms of performances, consistently performing at high levels, both for club and country. So I think down that left hand side, you know, I'd put Gura Wrighton ahead of anybody at the minute.
But what about best?
Katie's done a great job. She's had to play fullback as well, and that's not her.
Yeah, exactly.
Third position, but
the flexibility and the set pieces as well. You know, she's playing defense. Her set pieces are very, very dangerous, and she's scoring goals as well. So, I like her sort of all around efforts as a footballer. But can see why you chose Wrighton over her. What about Beth Mead? I know she was injured, but she still played a lot of the first half of the season, and she was on good form. How come you guys didn't choose her? Did you feel like it was the injury?
For me, it wasn't the injury. I think, you know, you've come to expect a high level of quality from someone like Beth Mead. So for me, when we're looking at who's performing best for this season, I'm looking at actually what is their general performance rate, and have they been consistent in terms of that, and have they potentially stepped it up? And for me, that's the reason why I didn't put Kerr in, because actually Kerr does what Kerr does. But for me, actually, she's doing what she's always done. And I wanted just that little bit more. And where I've gone with James, Shaw and Daly, for me, they've done that little bit more than the excellence of what they normally deliver. So in any normal team, Kerr's in, but I want to see... You know the goal she scored at the end of the season? I want to see that level every single week for me to even consider it, because that's in terms of doing that little bit more and standing out. So I guess from both sides, where we look at players who are normally not looked at, where you talked about the likes of Zellum, I want to see the players who are normally looked at, what are they doing sort of above and beyond that? So that's why Mead hasn't made it in for me. And I've gone for Hemp instead, because we talk about Bunny Shaw.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you look at a lot of her goals, there'll be no goals if Hemp weren't putting in those deliveries
and started the season off the back of the Euros and how good she was at the Euros. She started the season, you know, flying, full of confidence. I think she dipped a little bit, especially before her injury. It might have been a sign of fatigue. So in terms of that consistency, you did start to see Beth Mead's performances just dip a little bit, and then obviously the injury come. But yeah, I mean, it's harder. I mean, I've got Kerr in there. She scores goals. She does what she's supposed to do. For me, the difficulty, and I know people just expect that from her. It's the same with Miedema, and I think that's why she goes under the radar in terms of when it comes to nominating World Player of the Year, because she does what we all expect her to do, and it looks easy. For me, the motivation to be able to do that repeatedly at the same club, in the same league, year after year, and perform at those high levels is difficult to do. And that's why I put Kerr in there, because she repeats it. Year after year, she scores the goals that Chelsea expect her to score, fans or we as pundits or whatever expect her to do, and that's difficult to do. So she's definitely, you know, somebody that can't be avoided in my 11. for me.
And looking at like next season, because
wait, Frieda Mann... we've got to talk about, Bex, you haven't argued Dan Turner. For me, Eva's put really brighter. Oh. I can talk about people. Is she in your... Oh, okay, I was going to say...
Yeah.
Okay,
No, Dan Turner's in mine.
I think we talk about doing the same thing year after year. Maybe he's doing what we always expected to do, and that's defend and you know, lead the team well, like she always does. So it's funny that you put her in and not a fresh face, mm-hmm. as your argument for not putting Kerr in was exactly that.
But not so my saying in terms of Bright is actually if you put her up against Maya Letizier, who was my other person who you put in, actually who would I pick first, Bright or Letizier? Because in terms of their performances, she was the next one who I actually took out. I was going playing four at the back, and then I actually thought, nah, we'll take out Letizier, because actually Bright does exactly what Letizier does and more in terms of the sprays. Left foot, right foot. Come on, don't
mate,
don't
have you
go
seen
there.
Mary, I beg you. Look, have you been watching her? Because now she's playing centre half at Man United. That's become her secret weapon.
I've been
because
watching
her diagonal passes, her long range of passing. We're now getting to see that from Mary Letizier. Now she's playing centre half at right back. We didn't really.
It's phenomenal.
It's always been a strength of hers. She was a centre mid as a youngster. So to then be put right back at Reading while she learned her, at Brighton while she learned her trade, now we're starting to see a better, more complete centre-half, mm-hmm. disciplined centre-half that has different attributes in her play. She's athletic, she's strong, she can defend 1v1, she can also come out with the ball, can also play, you know, big, long diagonals there.
You're in a World Cup final, you've got
you're
one
in a
player
cup final,
to pin you
you've got one player to score
who
your goal. Who are you
picking, Letizia
Yates
or Bright?
Millie Bright. Millie Bright, man. Millie Bright was the one that scored the final goal in the Arnold Clark Cup last year.
Sam Kerr, James, Rach Daly, or who did you put?
Dog. That's it. I've just got James, Short, Bunny, Shaw, and Daly.
So, shut up, Eva. There's the argument. It's the same, right?
All of them.
Okay. We didn't pick her.
I'm picking all of them.
Yeah, of course. I know.
Seriously, Bright, are you telling me
who's been new and exciting? And for me, it's been Dan Turner and Maya Letizia. I think those two signings, I think it's certainly for Dan Turner. I think she was at Everton for a long time playing fullback. I think Villa have done fantastic in putting her centre half, left side centre half. I think she's been brilliant there and probably a position that no one considered her playing. And I think actually it's been a strength of hers. And then Mayo, I think going to a big club, leaving Brighton, I just think her performances have certainly shored up their Man United backline in terms of conceding less goals.
I mean, for me, I've got a whole nother one for the back line. I would go Ona Batier, Millie Bright, and Maya Letizia. I would take out Dan Turner.
Yeah, potentially. But Dan Turner's been good this year.
No, she's been amazing. It's just like, Villa. I mean,
it's
like
difficult. Of course. That's what I would go with.
Yeah. Is that the right one?
I think if you're going with strength, you'd probably go with those three in terms of like, okay, this is not winning. BBB, talk about recognising players that don't get recognised. Yeah.
So we could do honorary mention, maybe honorary mention for Dan Turner.
Yeah, there's a shout out. We did that.
Yeah, we could do that. And then midfield, that's really a hard one because, I mean, Coombs is confirmed, Wrighton is confirmed. So it's really between Toon, Hemp, James, and Zellum. And you both have, you both have Lauren James, but one of you has her as a midfield.
James,
yeah, you're right.
Right.
So it's just Zellum. It's Zellum, Hemp, or Toon, really.
James is in.
But you have James. One of you guys has James. Eartha, you have James up top, and Farah, you have her in the midfield. So that's where it sort of gets a bit sticky. Gosh, I would go with Wrighton, Coombs, and Zellum in the midfield as a back three. So I mean, as a mid three,
we're not having four strikers.
And then, oh no, sorry, Wrighton, Coombs, Zellum, Wrighton, Coombs, Zellum, and Hemp. Wrighton, Coombs, Hellum, Zemp, Zellum. Right now we're making up names. Wrighton, Coombs, Zellum, Hemp
Zeb.
As our midfield.
What? Where's Zellum, James? No, we're not taking out James.
No, James is up top. James is up top.
We're taking out Daly. She scores goals.
Okay, then you go James, Shaw, and Kerr.
Can't happen.
Farah, it's not up to you.
Okay, well, we'll send our 11 out on a graphic.
So we've got Hemp,
Coombs, Zellum,
Yes, that's what I would put. Yeah. And then I would put James up top.
Hemp Coombs, Zellum and Ryland.
I put James up top and I would take out
James Kerr and Bonnie Shaw. James Kerr and Bonnie Shaw,
Yeah, and Daly out.
So Mary Earps, Millie Bright, Mary Letitia, Honor Battier.
Yep.
Then we're going Hemp, Tooney, Zellum. Oh, Coombs and Zellum.
Hemp, Zellum, Coombs.
Coombs.
James, Kerr, and Hemp.
Wrighton.
James, Kerr, and Shaw. Yep.
And Shaw.
That's it. There we go. All right, my friends. And that's what you get for hanging out with us. A debate where none of us is happy.
I'm going to talk right now.
So we're looking forward to the second half of the season. And I'm looking forward to, it hasn't been announced yet, but surely it must be happening. The Beanar has left North Carolina Courage and she must be headed to the WSL. Watch this space. The Beanar, nice. I bet you she's coming. Right. I don't know where she's going.
She's coming to the WSL. We've manifested it.
Where else is she going to go?
All right, that's it for our Boots, Balls, and Bras WSL team of the season so far. Let us know what you guys think because we want to hear, you know, what you think about our choices, who you would put in, who's right, Eartha Farah or the final decision. And we will see you guys next year with more of our favorite teams and players. Have a good one. Happy holidays. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.